Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today as we continue the month of July. I want to start by apologizing if my voice sounds a little bit different, a little bit tired. Sometimes that just happens when if we minister a lot or spend a lot of time traveling. Sometimes my throat doesn't respond so well. We've been doing a lot of traveling lately, combination of vacation and ministry, some of them even combined in the same trips. My throat's took a little bit of a beating. Over the years, I've gotten better at controlling my volume and the frequency of getting loud. I know who cares about this, right? This is a little insight into my own life. Maybe this will help a preacher out there or a public speaker. And early in my ministry, my voice was shot all the time because every time I went out and did meetings, I guess I just screamed and yelled my head off, and I'd get to the end of it and my throat would hurt and I'd be hoarse for 4 days. And then I got to where I realized that it wasn't necessary to scream my head off every time I got up to preach. And so it got a little easier. So my advice would be to those out there who are in the ministry, are using your voice, don't drink cold water when you're preaching. Always drink room temperature water so you don't lock your throat up. And there's really no reason to scream, particularly in the age of microphones. So there's my free advice for the day. Take it or leave it. But I am going to spend a few days now taking you. We finished yesterday our little journey that began in the month of June through some Ephesians and Colossians passages. And I want to pick up some thoughts now on a passage of Scripture I'll get to not very long from now in my Hebrew study on our Wednesday night teaching, but I want to deal with it in advance, and that's from Hebrews 9:27. I used this for years as a funeral text. I've done I don't know how many funerals throughout the years and used a lot of stuff, but a text that we lean pretty heavily on in the funeral business is Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed unto men to die once, but after this, the judgment. And it seems like a straight shooter. I mean, that everybody's going to die and then everybody's going to be judged. And that's how most of us handle it. And that's how I handled it for years. It takes care of the why did this person die, and it takes care of the where are they right now, and it gives a minister a way out of the age-old question of why. We can just say because it was their time. But that answer doesn't really make God look good when the funeral's for a little kid, or we can't imagine someone dying so young or whatever. So it's not like a catch-all. We might try to treat it as one, but it's not. In fact, it really gets us into a lot of issues when we take something like Hebrews 9:27 and we don't put it with Hebrews 9:28. Now, I know I've used this before on the DDP, but I felt like it was a good time to bring this back. I want to take Hebrews 9:27. I want to read it, but I don't want to stop there because there is not a period. I don't think the writer intended for us to stop. I want to read 9:27 right along with 9:28. And it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. Now, if you read those two together, there is no denying that men are going to die once, but they confirm the appointment that we have to die once. That's confirmed in the offering of Jesus Christ once. Notice the author uses the same term. It also tells us that while post-death brings judgment, that Jesus was dying to bear the sins of many. I want to link the terms, the phraseology used in Hebrews 9:27 and 28. We're going to link those together tomorrow in the DDP. Dwell on that little passage today. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.